My name is Taylor Backmere, and this is my audio assignment for Introduction to Multimedia. You are about to hear an interview in the form of a breaking news story, including voiceovers, interview recordings, and ambient noise. I hope you enjoy.
This is Healthcare News with your host, Lauren Riley.
Welcome back to Healthcare News, and thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Lauren Riley. Tonight's story comes from Rocky Mountain Health Center, where technology was compromised and taken for ransom by a group of international cyber criminals. Thousands of patient charts, personal files, and terabytes of sensitive information were stolen. Nurses first discovered the hacking when using their computers to chart because a message had been displayed on every screen in the hospital. You have been hacked. This software has been compromised by Datacon. Within minutes, hospital administration had been notified of the breach and scrambled to find a solution. Sounds of phone calls and staff murmurs flooded the halls throughout the hospital as communications began between administration and the hackers. To recover the sensitive information, the criminals demanded $25 million be sent in cryptocurrency, as well as excluding any police or cybersecurity organizations. John Magnolia, CEO of Rocky Mountain Health Center, said in a statement that the hospital foundation refused to send the ransom payment and had plans to involve local law enforcement.
I sincerely apologize to every patient and family member that has been affected by this. Not only does this breach affect patient care, it causes unsafe situations for our staff. I encourage everybody to change and strengthen their passwords, and to rest assured that this matter will be dealt with appropriately.
Ultimately, one nurse was able to save the day. She was able to change the online coding and strengthen the cybersecurity. Joining us now is Nurse Michaela, who will explain how she did it. Thanks so much for joining us, Michaela. We've changed the pitch of your voice to protect your identity.
Thanks for having me, Lauren. I'm happy to share my story.
Tell me about the day the hack happened.
I was starting my shift when I came out onto the unit and everybody was in chaos. Phones were ringing off the hook, directors panicking while looking at their phones, and that was when I noticed all of the screens on the computers looked weird. So one of my coworkers told me that the whole hospital had been hacked.
So how did you get involved?
I was talking to my manager and I told her I had experience with cybersecurity from my last job and that I wanted to help. So she brought me into a room with the executives and I basically explained that Datacon had exploited our systems through a piece of code that was written incorrectly.
So you changed the code?
I fixed the system and worked with the hospital's cybersecurity team to create a stronger system.
So you built a new online wall to keep criminals out. Where did you learn to do this?
Let's just say that's classified.
So what should the hospital do going forward?
As our CEO explained, patients should change their passwords on the health portal websites and be diligent about information sharing.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to the public?
Be safe online. Don't use the same password for every account you have. And also, thank you to the great people at Rocky Mountain for fixing this issue so quickly.
Thanks, Michaela.
This has been your healthcare news.
Join us tomorrow to learn more about the top stories in healthcare.